Hello, everyone. This is a review of the latest version of the scripts for Mush Client and the Alter Aeon mod. This thing has been going on for about 2 years now. And this is the first big portable release. This release is very new, and one of the things that made me do this podcast was the need for advertisement, because I feel that this game does not have lots of players, does not have as many blind players as I want. And even though the game is not mine, the client still is. The scripts are. So I thought, hey, let's make a review for it, because lots of people, like almost everyone who's blind on that game is using my script, so I thought, hey, let's make a review of this. So here I am. So, for those of you who are already using the scripts, the first thing you need to know is that lots of things have changed. Mainly, there have been added new fighting sounds. Most of them are Street Fighter quotes and grunts and stuff like that. Especially when you fight, you're going to notice a change. A very big important new change is the handling of multiple opponents, which I'll review later. For example, if now when you fight two opponents or more, you get a message telling you how many opponents you're fighting, and instead of playing all the fighting sounds, which would eventually become spammy, now what it does, it doesn't play sounds, it only plays a sound for when you hit. And it, instead of saying the whole fighting message, like, for example, bad golems slash hits you, it says a slash hits you. So this cuts down a lot on spam, and it also helps that your jaws will not, the sounds will not kill jaws if they're too loud when you fight. Another thing that has changed is the stats tracker. There's been added stats tracker, which basically it's a function I've been in the code for a while now. Basically, what it does is when you wear a piece of equipment, it will tell you, okay, for example, you wear a piece that says cold minus 5, and when you wear it, it's going to tell you what your saving cold has changed to. Same with everything else, hit roll, damn roll, and all that stuff. I know this probably doesn't make much sense to you, to those who are new, but it eventually will. And besides, you can turn that on or off depending on what you need. I've got the setup file right here for Mush Client. Let me lower the music so we can all hear what my jaws is going on about. I've got the setup file right here, which is a RAR file, which you need to download from my site. What you do is extract it, which I'm doing right now. Place, because it was already extracted. And when it's done, we're going to run the file. And make a character for testing. I will show you everything that needs to be done when you create a character. Okay, it's extracted. When you extract the file, there's going to be three folders. One which says Mush Client. JFW, which are a set of JAWS scripts that you need to extract to your JAWS folder if you're using JAWS. If you're not, then it's fine. And an instructions file, which we're going to read right now. Okay. This is an important part of the installation process. If you don't use JAWS, you'll need to configure the client to use your reader, which can be either JAWS, Windows, or SAPI 5. It doesn't support NVDA right now because the NVDA developers need to still make an API for it, otherwise it would. So what you need to do is basically you open up Mush Client, you open the Alterion file, and within the plugins dialog, which you can make by pressing Ctrl-Shift-P, you remove the JAWS plugin. Otherwise, if you don't remove the JAWS plugin, it will keep trying to install, which is not good because you're getting error every time you try to run the program. So you remove the JAWS plugin and add whichever one you want to use by clicking the add button and looking for it. You should already be in the plugins folder, so you don't need to move to another folder to find it. So what else does this file say?
If you're going to keep this thing locally, you should create a shortcut on your desktop. So
okay.
In the context menu key, create shortcut, then cut the shortcut you just made and put it on your desktop.
If you're going to keep this locally, if you're going to run this from a PC computer, like, if you're not going to put this in a thumb drive or whatever, you're going to have to create a shortcut. Which, most of you will know how to do that, but if you don't, what you have to do basically is, as this file says, you go to the Mush Client folder, find mushclient.exe, and create a shortcut to it with the context menu. Then put that shortcut on the desktop. Now, there's another thing that we need to mention here.
If you have an old version, install Alter the Alter Client and join the game with the...
If you have an older version of the game, another version that I had, because this is obviously not the first release, this is only the portable Switch. And we can say Switch. What you need to do is copy or replace your old alterion.mcl file and put in here, which is usually easy to do. You just go to your old folder, grab the other one, and put it here, which is World's Alter Eon, and the file is there, and all you need to do is replace it. And the functionality will not be affected because the scripts themselves are kept in a plugin. And if your client is new enough, the MCL file will already have the plugin data to it. So, now that we're done with the instructions, I'm going to run
Mush Client.
And open
Okay.
First time use. It's showing us the first time dialogue, which is nothing more than a little cool thing that I added in as an introduction.
Welcome to Mush Client for Alterion. I would suggest that you type config after you log in and make sure it runs on
okay.
Your module. Enable various options and need to be configured for each of your characters. Also, type in config by its own configure OK button.
Okay.
Easy. Alterion.
The config mod step is very important.
What do you like?
Because without it, if you don't do that, you will not get the prompts, since you probably have blind mode on. So if you don't do that stuff, you'll miss out on a lot of stuff, because a lot of the information the game gets and the client gets is based on the prompts. So if you don't have these enabled, you'll not be able to get some of the stuff right, because the game, the client will not see them. So it's recommended that when you log in to your character or make a new one, okay, the first time you log in to a character, it will automatically type config mod for you, but on any other characters you might have, you'll need to do this manually. So, you need to, when you log in, you need to type config mod, that is C-O-N-F-I-G, space, M-U-D. That will configure the mod to the prompt and the proper size modes, and they'll be able to use it. So, let's make a test character and try some of this stuff out. So first of all, I want you to see the configurations for the client, because there's some things that you need to know about, because there's no official README file yet. So you need to know about these things. I need to tell you about these things. Okay, typing config by itself. Configure, abbreviated, config.
Config.
Like as in config mud, but without the mud in it. It'll show you the functions or the configurations that you have and that you can use. Here I'm gonna list them for you.
Would you like to create a new character? Current game settings. Auto sleep on you will sleep when another group member does. Sleep will solve death quotes will not be played when mobs die on your end. Auto pick on you will automatically try to pick a lock again if it fails. Auto stat on statistics changes will be displayed. Spawn on sappy will announce when another group member's spell falls. Auto loot on you will automatically loot corpses after a mob dies. Auto follow up you will not follow when beckoned. I follow up TTS will not be interrupted when you move out of a room with someone. Music on you will be your battle music. Auto deal on you will deal yourself when your HP is below 30%. Mob print copy will not see shorter mob names on some areas. Exits text, TTS. Sound, stop the exit feedback and set the text. Ambient salty will not hear the rain ambience. Sense text, TTS, sound, none your channel sends are text. History of your own channel sends will not be saved on the old plus numbers history. TTS on you are using the TTS. Drug on experience will be truncated example. 10.4 mil instead of 10,400,000. Sack split on you will automatically split the gold you get from sacrificing corpses if you are grouped. Warnings on you will warn the group of things like spells falling and for regenning. Who on you will see the simple list format. Recast off you will not recast spells when they fall. Cast fail on you will recast a spell if you fail it. Sunfish off you will not donate fish when you're fishing.
Okay. This is all the configuration list. Some of this stuff will probably not make sense to you right now. It mentioned the alt numbers history, which is another very important thing to look at. This thing works just like your MSN client, basically. What it does is you're able to read channel messages with it.
Password.
If you press Alt 1, okay, as we just connected, there's nothing in it.
There is no message in position 1. There is no message in position 3. There is no message in position 5.
Okay, but when you start receiving messages, you can press Alt and the left and right arrows to move between the different categories, which are the following.
Tell 0 items. Group 0 items. Clan 0 items. Federats 0 items. Grantham 0 items. Channel 0 items. Rooms A 0 items. Login 0 items. All 0 items.
Okay, logins is when someone enters or leaves the game. The other stuff will probably make sense. And if not, you'll learn about it. Anyway,
context menu.
We're gonna make a test character.
Faster.
And you might have noticed that when you type config, it was asking us for the character name, or if you wanted to create a new one. Because of an error, well, not an error, because of the game coding in itself, a new one is not returned at the first prompts, the new character creation prompts. New line, they don't give you a new line, so Munch gets confused and thinks that the line's not over yet, but it really is. So if you want to read this with JAWS, you'll need to press insert page down or review the last line, which is the status bar. Now, we wanted to create a character, so we type in yes, because it was asking us if we wanted to. Whoops, what happened?
Are you blind and using the top or screen?
Oh, yes, okay. It's asking us if we're blind. And in this case, we say yes because we are.
Are you blind and using the top or screen reader? Yes, / no, Alterion has a low spam mode intended for use by blind players. This will help your top or keep up with various aspects of the game. You can enable or disable this mode at any time from inside the game with the Z blind command.
Okay. And it's not reading again, so...
Would you like to enable this mode? Yes, / no.
We'll read the status bar, and it's asking us do we want to enable the mode. So we say yes.
Would you like to enable this mode? Yes, / no, okay. Using low scan mode for blind players. You can disable this later if you need to with the Z-blind off command. What general type of character would you like to play? The class that you pick can make certain skills easier, but you can easily switch later if you decide to do something different. Mage, spellcasters, wizards, and warlocks, cleric, healers, priests, and druids, thieves, pickpockets, and scouts, warrior, fighters, barbarians, and mercenaries. None. I'll decide later.
Okay, it's asking us for the class. I'm here to review the client, not the game, but basically I will tell you that, as you should know, or might know, mages are magic users, clerics are basically healers, thieves are, you know, thieves, and warriors are just warriors, but in this game, since it's a multi-class game, you get to level multiple classes. So for example, you can be level 25 mage and 22 cleric. So you have a lot of variety here. But you get to choose a first class to get the starting attributes. Because for some classes, certain attributes are more important than others. So in this case, we're going to choose mage because it's what I like.
Please enter the class of character you wish to play. Mage class selected.
Okay.
Would you like your character to be male or female?
Male.
Would you like your character to be male or female? M/F, your character is now male. Below are the current features of your new character.
Okay.
To any of these fields, simply pick the letter next to the field. When you are done, type Q.
This is the fun part.
Our current class, mage, E gender, male, CH, 30 years old, E height, average 5 feet, 8 inches, E build, overweight 247 pounds, FI color, dull brown, G hair length, shoulder length, H hair color, light red, I hairstyle, unkempt, J skin tone, tan, K complexion, clear, R randomized features, Q none.
Okay, this is a description of the character. For this character, since it's just testing, we're just going to leave these things as they are. But the only things that you want to worry about are age, which affects, magic users typically want to be older, because age implies more magic point regeneration than if you're younger. And size affects, okay, for warrior it's better if you're tall, because there's certain skills like bash that will make you do more damage if you're tall and strong. But mages are usually small. So, since this test character we're gonna do just quit here, then we're done.
Please enter a letter to change your field. Q to quit. Next, you can choose the name for this character. Character
the name or the name. Podcast or whatever.
What would you like this character to be named? This character is now named Podcast.
Password.
Please enter a password for this character. Please enter a password for this character.
Okay.
Please retype password. Password okay. Please enter an email address. You don't
an
have
email
to
address. You don't have to, but it's recommended if you do hold on phone. Okay. Now it's asking us for an email address. You don't have to say it, but if you want to, you can. So, if you don't want to say it, just press shift enter. Why shift enter? Because the channel history plugin.
Please enter your email address. Auto retyping on.
It's another thing I coded, which basically, what it does is if you press enter multiple times, it will keep. How do I explain this? It will keep typing the previous command. So, for example, if you type look and press enter like 3 times, you'll send look 3 times. So control enter turns that off.
Auto retyping off.
So when you press enter, you just send enter.
Auto retyping off.
And when you have this on, if you want to send a single line, like a hard return with nothing in it, you have to press shift enter. So we don't want to put an email address right now, so you press shift enter.
No email address set. You can set it again with the set email command.
Okay.
Quick.
Whoops.
None. I'll decide later.
No.
This is your first character in your life.
My first character. No, it's not, but okay. No, it's not because I have more characters here.
This is your first character in your life. Slash character creation complete. No for existing players. Multiplay is not allowed here. You may have multiple characters, but you may only play one of them at a time. There are limited exceptions for mules and storage characters. For more information, see no multiplay. Press return to continue.
Shift enter.
Press return to continue. Welcome to Alter Eon. 1. Begin the slow movie quest recommended. 2. Begin the slow mud school. 3. Get help on where to begin. 8. Advanced character creation options. 0. Leave Alter Eon.
Okay, we're going to begin in the slow mud school to the podcast.
Log in. The mage's entrance. This small chamber is equipped with the basic necessities a new mage needs to begin a career in Alter Eon. Equipment can't be picked up off the ground by typing get all and more. By typing where all. If there is no equipment, just wait and some will appear. Use the look command to see what is the room. Or 2. Look at pieces of equipment. When first starting out, use the compare command to check how good one object against another and the weigh command to see how much an object weighs. Commands, spells, skills, stats, classes, and other information can be looked up in the help pages. The help pages don't contain information about specific monsters, objects, or areas. For example, the help page for look can be looked up by typing help look. A cheap staff is here for you to get. A padded robe is here for you to get. East, do you know the following skills? You don't currently know any skills. There's no configure command here. Size display configured. Auto and buy configured. Auto split configured. Notify on. If you're not wielding anything while you can fight with your bare hands, it's much better to use a weapon. Type where all to use equipment that you're carrying in your inventory. Implicit page break disabled. Forced page break disabled. You are under the market trading grounds. 1 booth meet.
The skills thing you heard was a bug that I need to fix before I release this, but okay. One new tweet was obviously not from this world. So basically, the information you got was the main introduction to the game.
Scroll up, city, you are a forced page break, you are under the market trading grounds. Scroll down,
all this forced page break, etc., are just configurations because I typed config mud.
You're carrying in your inventory.
I typed config mud.
Implicit page break. Forced page break disabled, you are under the market trading grounds.
You are under the
market
trading grounds because that's where we are. The sound you heard, like a beeping thing and a heartbeat, was the game grabbing the area information and the hit point information. Okay, the heartbeat is the hit point information. When it sounds like this, it means that we're in full health. So, now that we're in full health and we're set up, if you pay attention, you'll see that there was some equipment on the ground.
The major entrance. This small chamber is in space. Jump bottom. Scroll down. Scroll up. East. Scroll down. Symbol.
East is the exit, of course.
5 of padded rope is here for you to get.
That's the rope. The 5 means the size of it.
5 of cheap staff is here for you to get.
And staff. So we get rope, we get staff, or get all. But right now we're going to get the object separately. Get robe.
You get a padded major's robe.
And wear it. Wear robe.
New armor state, 91, you are very well armored for your level.
That's a stats tracker. Now get staff.
You get a cheap staff.
And we wield it.
Your damage is now 2.
Okay.
You have 0 hit roll, 2 damage, and your attack speed is slow.
Okay. That was me typing show hit, just to make sure that the hit roll was 0, because the stats thing is really new, and I just wanted to make sure there was no bug. Okay. So now we've done this, we can go east.
As you step east, a wall appears behind you, a traded room. This room has padded walls with targets and traded dummies scattered around. There is a trainer here. This trainer cannot be attacked and magic is not allowed in this room to prevent attacks. Type look creature name apostrophe to get an idea of what it looks like and what condition its health is in. For example, try typing look trainer. Objects can also be looked at and all directions can also look at objects and in all directions north, south, east, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, down and up. Mages know the magic mystery and detect magic spells. To cast a spell, type cast spell name target name. To cast a spell on yourself from the target, type help casting, help magic mystery, and help detect magic for more information. Since a trainer waits to teach you, types list, practice and train for more information, east.
Okay, look trainer.
This entity exists only to train new players. It can do this in different ways. When you start a new character and every time you level, you gain practices. Practice sessions can be used to train us to practice new skills or spells or to train your stats. Type help practices for more information. To train your stats, use the train command. Type help train. And help strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, or charisma for more information. You can see what skills and spells you can learn with this list. Command. To learn a skill or spell, type practice skill or spell name. Most skills and spells take more than one practice to learn, but they can be learned in increments. The fewer practices you invest in a skill or spell, the less chance you have of successfully using it. If keep you using a skill or spell often, you will gradually improve at it. The help pages contain information about most skills and spells. Type help skill or spell name apostrophe for more information. The trainer is in excellent condition.
Okay. So this is basically how you train here. We're not going to do much of this right now, but we're going to type list to just show you how it works.
You have 16 practices left. General mage spells and skills. If level elemental lore not learned 1 mag. General skills. If was level foraging not learned 0 any. To see a more complete list, use list all.
We have elemental lore which we can learn.
You practice elemental lore 85% gain.
Okay, the thing you keep hearing...
You have 64 mana out of 75 mags.
The thing you hear, like a beeping thing, is a mana bar. This bar decreases. Okay, this bar goes from left to right. You will not. You'll probably not be able to tell the stereo field right now from here, but it goes from left to right. When it's to the right, it means that it's full, and then it will keep going to the left. It's like a graphical progress bar, but it's in sound mode, in sound format. So basically, when you cast a spell, it will change.
Your surroundings and limit your ability to cast spells.
You can't cast here, I forgot, but yeah. Anyway, we're going to go east and kill some mobs just so you can get a feel of what fighting is like. And since we have the magic missile spell,
you know the following spells. Detect magic, very good, 5 mana. Magic missile, very good, 6 mana.
We can use it in combat. To do this, you can abbreviate most spell names. So, for magic missile, you can type C is for cast, space, M, then space, then the target name, which is, in this case,
E, space.
It's a golem, because it's a training golem.
Door, door, only enter the white doorway set into the stone wall to the east. There is a door to the east. Type open door to open the door. Type in close door will close it. The golem is guarding the door and must be defeated to pass. To attack creatures, type kill creature. Name, for example, kill golem. When badly injured in a fight, type flee to attempt to get away. Use of the consider. Command on the creature before attacking, it is recommended to get an idea of how strong it is. Remember to look up these commands in the help pages for more information. Three small golem stands in front of the door to the east, west.
Okay, there's a golem here. And we're gonna attack it using a spell, magic missile, which we type C, space M, space golem. Or ghoul right now, because one of the new changes in the game was that you can abbreviate creature names now. That's great. You can just type
ghoul, M, C, M, ghoul.
Ghoul, instead of golem. So, let me do that.
A draining golem scratches you, your pound scratches it, small one, your pound scratches it, this pound scratches you, one, your pound dissolves it, big nasty, this pound bitter armor, your pound bitter, draining golem, pretty earth, this pound scratches you, one, your pound scratches it, awful, this pound scratches you, your pound scratches it, draining golem, one, your pound hits it, a draining golem falls to the ground, spilling dust, a draining golem is dead,
okay,
and all corpse to pick any equipment or gold if they have, after you take everything from the corpse, sad corpse to dispose of the body and receive gold, the gods reward you for advancing in your training, plus 100 XP, you get 100 gold points, you receive 34 experience, you receive 27 gold points for your sacrifice.
We got stuff from the corpse, and we're gonna see what it is.
Variable following two items, a burlap cloak and quilted gloves.
When you type I for inventory, you see what
you
can
following
carry.
Items, a burlap cloak and quilted gloves.
Wear cloak.
Your spell save is now 0%. Your fire save is now 0%. Your cold save is now 0%. Your zap save is now 0%. Your breath save is now 0%. Your poison save is now 0%. Your physical save is now 0%.
Okay.
Your magic res is now 0%. New armor state, 85, you are very well armored for your level.
And said all this because when you learn elemental lore, you're able to see your resistances. Before that, you're not. So, as we just learned it, next time we wore something, it told us what our resistances were. Because before we learned that, we couldn't see them. So, wear gloves.
Your cold save is now 5%. New armor state, 82, you are very well armored for your level.
Okay, thank you.
You must be more.
We're gonna go east.
East. The door magically swings shut and seals itself as you pass through it. A stone hallway. The door to the west is sealed shut and cannot be opened. A stone hallway leads north. You may be injured or low on mana or movement. You may wish to rest or sleep here. Not all rooms are safe for sleeping. Some monsters specifically attack people in their sleep. See the help pages for rest. Sleep for more information. North.
Okay, what's my mana like?
You have 59 mana out of 77 max.
I still have some. For that, I type MN. That's an alias for mana.
Hallway. The hallway runs straight north and south here. To the north is another doorway. To the south is a dead end. Containers can be used to store surplus equipment. All containers have limited capacity, and an object larger than the container will not fit into it. Type help containers for more information. Find a sack is here for you to get.
There's a
north
sack
south.
Here.
You get a sack.
You close it by typing ploy whatever it's
following one item, a sack.
But since we have nothing right now, we're going to test it with
the end of the hallway.
Later.
The stone hallway ends to the north. On the west wall is a large wooden door. This door is guarded by the golem. It is also locked. The golem will drop the key when it is defeated. The key can be used to unlock the door by typing unlock door and then open it. Three short golem guards the door to the west, south.
Let's kill this one with magic missile again.
A great golem found scratches you. Small one, run. Find a few, your found scratches you. Big nasty, this found scratches you. Run, found scratches you. A great golem falls, spilling dust. A great golem falls, don't forget the golem corpse to pick up the golem's equipment.
We got everything from the corpse, and we're gonna wear it.
You wear both the shoes. Your cold save is now 15%. New armor state, 73. You are very well armored for your level.
Alright.
You are carrying the following two items. The key to the guarded door.
We have a key.
Use the ship's command to...
So,
you unlock the guarded door. You open the guarded
door. We unlock the door by typing UO, which is an alias in the client for unlock, open, space, then the door.
But draining golem blocks your path, preventing
you
from passing.
Oh, it repopped, so we need to kill him again.
But draining golem scratches you. Big nasty. But The guarded door slams shut behind him and locks with an audible star click star. A stone hallway. A hallway leads to the north. The door to the east is sealed and cannot be opened.
Okay.
Some rooms are dark, either from lack of sunlight or through magic. A light source, such as a candle or torch, illuminates the room. Some creatures, doors, exits, or objects may be hidden. They can't be discovered with the search command. See help search for more information. Zero of these wax candle is here for the dead. North, you didn't find anything by that name. You do not see that here. Your search comes up empty.
Okay, get candle, since it's all light.
You get a beeswax candle. The wick of a beeswax candle lights itself. You can light the candle using the light command. For example, light candle. You can extinguish it with the extinguish command. For example, extinguish candle. Be aware that when lit, the candle will eventually burn out. Extinguish it. If you don't need light, and relight it when dark will extend its lifespan.
Right. If you paid attention to config earlier, you might have seen that there's a config auto loot function. Which we can turn on and off. That means that when we kill something, we won't get everything from the corpse, and to get it we'll have to type get all corpse with GAC, which is another alias I have. Sorry, going north. I'm gonna turn on plate quotes on so we hear death quotes when something dies, because they're really fun.
Plate quotes on.
Okay.
In the stone hallway. Hallway goes straight north and south. There are no doors or other interesting features here. The hallway is bare. Commands, skills, and spells don't have to be completely typed out. For instance, the loot command can simply be typed as L. All commands, spells, and skills can be shortened in this fashion. Character, object, and floor names, however, cannot be abbreviated. The last command type
yes, they can now.
Exclamation point.
You need to update that. Anyway, we got a key earlier. We don't need to keep it, but since we have a container, we're going to demonstrate it here. We're going to type put key sack. We just put it. Now, look in sack reveals...
Disabling light inversion, return to...
Whoops, I missed... typed Lin instead of LN. Okay, LN set reveals...
Carry, it contains the key to the guarded door.
That has a key in it! Yay! So,
a stone hallway,
we go north again.
To the south, it runs straight into a dead end. The room to the east contains an aggressive golem that will attack on sight. Many creatures in the world are aggressive to intruders. Use the scan. Command to look around in the surrounding rooms for monsters. East, south.
Type scan.
East 1, the Nacro traded golem.
There we go, so we go east.
Climb this, the
attacks us.
The charges. X. More depth
casting magic missile,
you
got better at
it. Attack, pound hits it. Final traded golem's pound hits your armor. Your
we
pound hits
it. That's
it.
Right.
Yes!
That was the quote I was talking about. So we get everything from the quote.
Quote sleeves is a random.
Okay, we got a random.
Quote sleeves random.
I typed Alt 1 to see what the random was. See,
zero
for example,
items.
Now if you go with the right arrow.
Group 0 items, clan 0 items, better at 1 items, randoms 1 items.
Better at Alt 1.
You learn from your mistakes and become more adept at casting magic missiles.
We got better magic missiles.
Randoms 1 items.
And randoms.
Quintets leave random.
And all.
Channel 0 say 0 login, Alt 2 at L 0 items,
all
2 items.
All has 2 items, Alt 2 is.
You learn from your mistakes and become.
And Alt 1 is.
1 2 3 needs random.
The random. So, we got a random, which a random object is basically an object that has different stats from the original. But since we don't have an identify spell right now, we can't see what it is, but we're going to wear it anyway.
Hold the beeswax candle for a security blanket. Your gold save is now 25%. Your grit save is now 15%. New armor state, 66. You are very well armored for your level.
Remove candle, that's what I just typed. Unlock the door.
In the back, the final door.
Get out.
The final door swings shut behind you and locks with a loud star flank star. Between two shops, the path is flanked by a pair of stores, one to the east and one to the west. Stores are attended by shopkeepers to see what a shopkeeper has for sale. Using the list command can also be used to see stats of individual items for sale by typing list item name. See the help pages for value shopkeepers and list shopkeepers for more information. Some shopkeepers sell castings of spells instead of items to see what spells they can cast and buy spells with the list and by commands. Most common kinds of these shopkeepers are clerics and temples that sell cure spells, northeast, west.
Alright, this review is going to be until level 3, which we learned Shower of Sparks, which is one of the best mage spells for the level. So we're going to run something and... we're going to run something and then I'll just stop this review, upload it, and get people to download it. So,
the magic shop.
We're in the shop right now. Let's see, how much gold do we have? Typing gold.
You have 458 gold points. You have
busted equipment. List.
173 level 1 wand of sparks. 111 level 1 is staff of light healing. 95 level 1 wand of cause light wounds. Price miscellaneous. 86 top 0 is scroll of identify. 106 level.
Oh, we're gonna buy a scroll of identify. See what the sleeves did. The ones that randomed.
You buy a scroll of identify from the magic shopkeeper for 86 gold points.
Remove sleeves.
Your gold save is now 20.
No, we use scroll sleeves.
Quilted sleeves random. Your sight is scroll of identify on quilted sleeves. Item, pair sleeves, quilted fabric. Weighs 2 pounds, size 1-6, level 0, very uncommon. This armor gives 3 AC, worn on arms. Saving threat by -3, saving gold by -1.
Okay, so these sleeves give breath minus 3 and cold minus 1, which is not too bad.
Your cold save is now 25%. Your breath save is now 15%.
And what
armor state 66, you are very well armored for your level.
The armor state, this thing that you keep seeing is just the armor that you have on your character. As you wear things, your armor decreases, which is good. We're gonna look at the other shot.
An armory. This door also serves as a smithy. Armor and weapons are sold here. Weapons come in many forms and do different kinds of and amounts of damage. Heavier weapons require more strength to wield, but do more damage. See the help pages for Vigil, Amaryl, and Speed attacks for more information. To see what kind of damage a wielded weapon does, use the stat and resist commands. Vigil and Amaryl can be seen with stat and score. Armor has a register called Act of Life. It is subtracted from your total armor. The lower your armor, the better protected you are. The armor command can be used to see what your armor is. Or the dwarf shopkeeper polishes a piece of armor east.
We're gonna see what this guy has for sale.
Price worn on bed, 100 level 3 achieved metal helmet. Price worn on arms, 728 level 9 spiked shoulder pads. Price worn on body, 119 level 3 achieved metal cures. 119 level 3 achieved metal cures. Price worn on waist, 59 level 1 achieved leather belt. 382 level 8 accrued leather girdle. 382 level 8 accrued leather girdle. Price shields, 20 level 1 achieved wooden shield. 92 level 3 achieved metal shield. Price one handed weapon, 13 level 1 achieved hatchet. 20 level 1 achieved spear. 347
level 3 copper sword. There's not much here that a mage can use, so we're just gonna pass on that and try to put them somewhere else.
Along the alleyway. The back alleyway is very clean. To the south is a pair of shops. To the east is the back entrance to the shrine to the gods. To the west is a trail leading into the forest. Look around the town of the market to the east. There are many traders and shopkeepers. Try to talk to different people in town. Just type top character name, for example, top priestesses. Some will have advice or hints. Others may provide training or even have quests. To the west is a safe hunting area for gaining experience. You can tell what areas are close at hand using the nearby command. East, southwest, you are on the island of Slow.
Okay, let's see how much experience do I need to level.
Class current cost to level percent. Mage 1200, 100% you can level.
Oh, I can level mage. For the other classes?
Warrior 0-4,030%. Thief 0-4,030%. Cleric 0-4,030%.
You can't level yet, but it's best to level the cheapest. So, since cheapest is mage with 4,000, we're going to keep leveling that until level 10 or so. So, since to the west there's a hunting area, we can go there.
The path between two buildings. The trail here leads between the buildings out into the forest. You find that the path quickly disappears, branching out into countless hunting and game trails, but the way is mostly clear of underbrush and the walking is easy. Back to the east is an alleyway in the city, and you can see people going about their business there. East-southwest.
We go southwest because that's where
the path into the forest. The trail leads around the back of the armory, heading into a lightly forested area to the southwest. To the east is an alleyway leading behind a tall stone building. One large sign is nailed to a tree trunk. Type look sign to see what it says. North-east-southwest. The island is welcome. The forest to the southwest has been reserved as a hunting reserve for new adventurers. The temple is to the east, where you may recall and rest. Look for the ranger and the butcher in town. They can teach you skills such as butchering and foraging that are very useful in the wild. Beware, the foxes are too timid to attack awakened person, but will gladly attempt to kill you if you sleep.
You know what? Let's turn ambience on, so we hear terrain ambience.
Ambience sound is now on.
Now when we go to the forest.
The path into the forest, the island of Slow.
You should be able to hear the forest if I turn off the music.
Must be an out.
So now we're in the forest. Let's look around for things to kill. Whoops. That was me typing on an exit that I couldn't go.
You can go the following directions. Northeast, two dark to tell, southwest, two dark to tell.
Southwest.
The edge of the western forest. The path opens up to a lightly wooded area with little underbrush. Animal trails crisscross the ground. The leafy masses of squirrel nests can be seen in the branches of many of the open peach trees. To the northeast is a path leading towards the village. Zero bushy-tailed tree rat hops along the ground.
Right.
Southwest, northeast, southwest.
Let's kill him.
Your pound is a squirrel. His spike scratches you. Quite a few run. A squirrel is complete with that. Richard, a squirrel is dead. You receive 21 experience. You see nothing for you to get.
Night.
You receive 25 gold points for your sacrifice. Even the western forest, the center of the forest is a peaceful place. Mushrooms grow around the roots of many of the trees, and a thick carpet of
dark green
moss covers the ground. Two red fox struts through the woods. Two red fox struts through the woods. Northeast, southwest, the fox spikes scratches you. Small wounds, three. Quite a few of the fox east, southwest. The fox scratches you.
That trigger that you heard was an automata, so I basically can't cast anything. So
you receive 20. Even the western forest, the center of the forest.
Let's see what we can kill.
But northeast, south, zero, a bushy-tailed tree rat hops.
Let's kill
a rat. Your pound scratches a squirrel. Small wounds. Your pound scratches it. A squirrel that arrives. You miss.
You can't cast anything now because
it's not going to run. You found this, but you will test. You receive 25 experience. You see nothing in the
thing to get. Fight the power.
Okay, now. Since we can level.
Class current cost to level percent. Mage 1200, 100% you can level.
We'll go.
To the western forest.
To.
Path into the forest, but.
To the town to level to do so. Let's see if I can find directions.
You can go the following directions. Northeast, two dark to tell, southwest. The path between two buildings. The trail here leads between the buildings out into the forest. You find that the path quickly disappears, branching out into countless hunting and game trails, but the way is mostly clear
about
the walls and alleyway. The back alleyway is very clean.
Let's turn the sound up.
You have left the slow train.
Okay. This is a
building.
Shrine of the Market, faithful, modestly decorated, but still stylish.
Okay, let's go to the town. Where is
the God's cast a spell?
Oh, there's a trainer here, but
the market
in the town, there's another one.
Inside the mage's tower,
Inside the mage's tower. Here we can level mage by typing level mage.
But as we move slowly on in an efficient rate of level 2 mage, we gain 1/52/82/0/135 movement, 5/20 practices.
Oh, I need to train my stats. Train.
You have 20 practices remaining. Strength 12/6, intelligence 17/5, wisdom 14/5.
For a mage, it's better to train intelligence and wisdom first, so we're going to type that.
If you use 5 practices, your intelligence increases. You gain 0/52 HP, 5/5.
Now let's see if I can learn any spells or skills. If you want to see the spells that you have not learned, type M list, which is another client thing.
Identify not learned 15/11 to mag. Cancel not learned 15/11 to mag.
We can learn identify.
You practice identify 28% gain.
Okay.
You have 9 practices.
Now we're going to see if I can level again.
Class current cost to level percent. Mage 260, 127%.
Oh, I need to get more experience to get Shower of Sparks. We're going to do that.
The market town square. The center of the market is not... You have 84 not out of 91 max.
Not bad, so... Let's see if I can find
the
easy
way. East 1 of the market city guard. East 3, Dister. West. Mage
city
market.
Guard.
Eastward, auto-retyping on. It's a -3.
Let's kill him.
Of the market city guard.
I got everything from his corpse.
You are carrying the following 5 items. Subclosed vest, condition axe, the key to the vital power.
Oh, look, vest.
You are already wearing something on your body.
I'm already wearing something, so remove whatever I was wearing.
Your intelligence is now 18. Your wisdom is now 15. Your encumbrance is now 1%. New armor state, 75. You are...
What was
you
that?
You are carrying the following 6 items. Subhanded mage's robe, upbuilt defense, condition...
Oh, let's wear the robe instead.
New armor state, 66. You are very well armored for your level.
Yep, the
you, you are carrying the following 4 items. Condition axe, your Adidas Max Campbell light, the key to the vital door, and
a... And you... Do I have a weapon?
You are already wielding
a
deep staff.
I have a staff.
You have condition axe here. The pantheon of gods appreciates your sacrifice. You are carrying the following 3 items of Beeswax Candlelight, the key to the vital door, and a sack. You have a Beeswax Candle, the pantheon of gods of
Beeswax. Oh, I didn't mean to drop that.
Somewhere very dark, there is too dark for you to make out any.
No, I can't see
dark,
any.
Main Street
Damn.
And the market, Mr. Roadrun, the market town square,
the market
faithful.
About the lights of disguise cells.
The following spell castings may be purchased for a small fee. Price spell, 6 level 12 armor, 17 level 12 cure light wounds, 8 level 12 refresh, 17 level 12 remove poison.
Doesn't he sell lights?
Sorry, but you can't buy a casting of a spell. The following spell castings may be purchased for a small fee. Price spell, 6 level 12 armor, 17 level 12 pure light.
So I'm stuck with no lighted scenes.
Ambient sound is now off.
Since we're stuck with no light, we have to go and get one. We're gonna enter through this portal here. There's a portal.
The market faithful, modestly decorated.
Pay attention.
The newbie portal. The direction sign.
There's newbie portal here.
Edit
so enter portal.
You enter the electric new portal. Before a portal to the city of the market. The walls, floor, and ceiling are white, and the room is permanently lit, even though you can't see any obvious light source. A small exit to the north leads to the larger room. The return home. Use the recall command at any.
Okay, we need to go to the light.
Before a portal
to
the
central
room.
I know where they are.
The portal to the central room contains the
portal.
The central room
work.
You left the market town square, the center of...
So the market town...
Solid Snake has arrived. An old man looks like he wants to talk to you. Solid Snake leads southwest.
That was some other guy, a Solid Snake. We can kill...
You have 42 not out of 91 max.
This man here...
J.N.
The old man.
An old man came to you, you
because we can't,
huh? It's active. It's old man.
He's strange.
It's
a guard. That sucked. I had to flee from the fight, and we flew into the mage's tower. Let's rest a bit.
You will require 6 hits for regen mana. You will require 2 hits for regen HP.
Why is the ambient sound still playing?
A dead wizard thinks low life thugs like you aren't welcome here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A dead wizard thinks low life thugs like you aren't welcome
okay,
here.
Okay, the ambience thing is above, so I wouldn't recommend turning it on if I were you.
5:16 p.m.
Okay, thanks, Jaws. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna restart the plan because I don't want the ambience playing.
TTS ready, using Jaws, welcome to...
Podcast, what's the name?
Would you like to create a new character? Password, 3 seconds, you're on the island of slower.
Okay.
Faster. A dead wizard thinks low life thug.
The wizard hates me, we all know that. I'm just trying to rest here. How much experience do I have? To find out, press Shift F5.
You have 1293 experience. Advanced wizard thinks low life.
I need about 300 to level. Because we need...
Less current plus the level percent. Mage 1600.
1600. So, we're going to hunt something.
Main Street is the market. This dirt road runs east to west through town. The center of town. North to the bailiff. North to the mayor of the market. East to Ginger. South to a ranger. West to of the market city park. West to an old man.
How about we go back to the forest? Because
Main,
it's the safest place right now. But
Main,
I can't find the forest.
Main Street. A road outside of the market bank. The dirt road runs east to...
We're just going to go somewhere else.
A downhill path through the forest. The path incline. A path through the forest. The path runs pretty well east to west, turning only to avoid large oak stands. A path through the forest. These are coming in sleep. Crossing a small bridge in the forest, a wooden causeway style. North one, a fish crow. North one, a fish crow. South two, you step off the bridge. It's a two. You would need lots
Let's
of.
Let's kill
these. You never even that spell, but attempt.
Oops,
command
I
history.
The wrong spells.
A fish crow is too easy to attack. This problem is
dead.
You now have the experience to use small wounds. This problem is dead.
But I have a metaphor.
The
fish
crow is fine to you. Scratches it. Scratches five. You found the fish crow. Small rocks. It's better.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Small rocks.
Okay.
Small rocks. Small rocks. Small rocks. Small rocks. Small rocks. Small rocks. Small rocks.
Because it was killing me. We're going to pause this. Okay. We should be back to full health now. Which we are. Let's kill that quail.
Tell us the note mages increase their mana. The fish crow flies north.
Let's kill it.
The street. They are no longer here.
Wait, where is
following
it?
They are no longer
where
here.
Did it go?
Following.
Okay, that click you heard was the movement bar. There's another bar, like the mana bar, where this one is for the movement. So, typing MV.
You have 120 movement out of 135 max.
We have 120 movement. Let's see. Where did that crow go?
Following the stream through the woods. The dribbling stream flows between small north-southeast. Edit. Following the stream through the woods, the subtle background is raining. A fish crow flies south.
Oh, there it was.
Following the, they are no longer here.
No, but this is another one. Let's kill it anyway.
You're found with a fish crow, small wounds. Get back. No wounds, run. You get there on the wound. The drop is a fish crow's high wounds. Follow. You get there on the fish crow's death. You receive 185 experience. You see 185
experience.
You did not think you could win.
Okay.
You have 2167 experience.
We have 2000 experience. We can level again. Yay!
This small chamber is a fish crow.
Oh! I recalled and I forgot to pray to the waypoint. So now I have to go through the whole school again. That's not good. Oh, but this trainer might have Shower of Sparks.
That spell is a little beyond your abilities right now.
Oh, I need to level.
The trainer bestows on you official rank of level 3 mage.
Well, level 3, now we type end list to see where we can learn.
Shower of Sparks, not learned 18, 14, 3 mag. Candle, not learned 15, 11, 2 mag. Dancing Lights, not learned 16, 12, 3 mag. Origin, not learned 0 any. You practice Shower of Sparks 85% gain.
We just learned.
You have 96 mana out of
96
max.
Shower of Sparks. Let's try it on this golem here.
Before door, the ball we had to
fight. We'll only kill him in one hit or so.
The draining golem pounds. It has to run. The draining golem has to run. The draining golem is dead. I've got
three,
the sword.
No more.
Okay, we did. So.
You received 24.
We're gonna go through the school.
The door magically switched shut and sealed itself as you pass through it. The end of the hallway.
Kill
the golem. The draining golem falls. The draining golem is dead. Don't forget that the
golem
is dead.
I hate to say it. I told
experience.
You so.
Alright, while we were testing this, I noticed that a lot of sounds were missing. It seemed that we ran into a very important bug, but it's now fixed. The problem was that it was loading an old world file. And the problem with that is that it was trying to grab the sounds, non-existent sounds from the world files. That's why we didn't get special attacks for some spells. And now we should. When we use Shower of Sparks, we should get special attacks like taunts and stuff. Let's try this now. This should work. Alright.
Just practice.
We should now get these. We don't need anymore, so we can drop what we don't need. Get the key, unlock the door, get out.
You must unlock it open the final door to go forth. You don't have the proper key for that, it seems to be.
Oh.
You get the key to the final door. You unlock the final door. The final door switch shut behind you and locks it a loud start, blank start. You have 84
mana. Before we start the review, I want to...
You have left the slow trading grounds. Shrine of the market.
Show you how the new taunts work.
The market town's green, the market is dominated
because
by
because they're really cool.
Main Street of the market. This road runs east to west from town, to the west of the village.
You'll not notice it now, but they're panned in the cereal field. So you hear the taunts going from the left, and your opponent being hurt from the right, and them grunting, and then when they hurt you, it goes from right to left. So it's really cool. We're gonna kill a man again. By the way, if you want to turn off the descriptions, you type brief. Brief mode on. So you only see the mobs right there. Now we're gonna kill a man.
Unfortunate! The best was yet to come!
Kill him! Let's kill some more stuff.
Main Street of the market, northeast, southwest. Outside the mayor's estate, north south.
Let's kill the mayor. Let's kill
Main Street.
A female mob now.
The Rangers lost. Please attack. Let's go to the
border. Because they're also different.
The Rangers lost.
I'm gonna turn Wimp off and we're gonna get killed.
You are now no longer Wimp. The Ranger stares intently in your eyes, made it in question.
Okay, we need to kill her with a spell.
Shoot him! I'll make good use of you.
We got killed and we lose half of our experience, so let's see what we lost.
You lack 23 experience.
We lost about 2,000, so it's not much. Okay, I'm going to stop the review here. If you have any questions or anything, don't hesitate to contact me. I'm usually on as June, Z-H-I-U-N, or some other character I'm going to create. But if that's the case, since the client adds you to my channel, you should be connected to it. So, I hope you guys enjoyed the review. I'm going to upload it right now to my website, and you can download. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot to download the Mush client. You visit to download Mush client, go to http://mycrap. That's micrap.scrapping scrapping.cc/ Mush, that's MUSH.exe. So I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm going to upload this. Bye. It was really nice doing this review. Alright. Okay, see you guys. I hope to see you guys on the game soon.